Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's probably been a whirlwind couple weeks for you since the draft. I mean, so much probably has changed already. What's that process been like? Not only like your life changing and, you know, figuring out moving things around and everything like that, but the first interactions with, you know, teammates and coaches and everything like that.
It's been great. You know, it's a blessing for me to be here and be part of this organization. I'm super excited. And yeah, I've been talking a lot to a lot of players, you know, messaging them, talking to the coaches, just learning from everybody I can learn from. And I'm just super excited to be here.
Mm-hmm. And who are some of those players you've talked to?
Jerry Hughes, Mario Addison, AJ Spinesa, Ed Oliver, a lot of the D linemen for sure. Josh Allen too. So a lot of people.
And, you know, you mentioned Jerry and Mario Addison. I mean, one of their big roles on this team last year was as leaders. And what were your early impressions? What have they said about you? Maybe what they've seen in your game or anything like that?
Oh, we haven't talked too much about ball. You know, we're kind of just introducing ourselves to each other. But yeah, I'm going to come in ready to just learn from them, you know, and soak everything up and just work hard from day one.
Mm-hmm. And last one from me here. Sorry to take too much time. You know, one of the big things about you that I've seen written a lot or talked about a lot is like, you know, he's going to need a redshirt year, you know, take your time, go slow. Is that your expectation to kind of come into this thing and see how it plays out? Or are you expecting to have a role and make an impact in year one?
I'm going to do everything in my power to make an impact, you know, but at the end of the day, it's in the coach's hands. If the coach thinks I need a year. But that's not my goal. It's not to be redshirt. My goal is to come in there, contribute, and ball out the best I can, honestly.
Thanks, Greg.
Yeah.
Boogie was saying that you guys had a chance to go through the playbook together and kind of build that relationship. How's that been with him?
It's been real cool, you know. He's a really cool dude. We've been learning from each other. And I'm just ready to get in there, you know, and learn from him. I'm sure we're going to, you know, keep on building our relationship as we will with other players too. So it's pretty exciting to have somebody who plays the same position as you also coming in with you, like the same rookie class. So that's going to be pretty dope.
He said for him, looking at the playbook was kind of confusing at first, looking at an NFL playbook. For you, was it kind of like that? He said that you guys were able to put it in your own words to kind of understand it.
Yeah, it's definitely different from like a college playbook. College playbooks are a lot smaller, I'd say, and just a lot less complex. But, you know, it's really just a process, you know, learning something here, learning something there, not trying to just cram too much information at once, just taking it slow and learning day by day. I feel like that's how you really master the playbook.
And also last question for me, how's it feel to kind of just get into the weight room and work a little bit, considering it's been a little bit since you've been able to get on a field in a while?
It's been dope. It's been awesome. You know, it's everything I can and anything I could ask for. And I'm just super excited to be here, like I said, and just keep on, you know, just building. I've been getting closer to like the strength staff and stuff like that. They've been showing me just the routine and how they do things in Buffalo. So I love it here.
All right. Thanks, Greg.
For sure.
Hey, Greg, Marcel, the ESPN again. Good to see you. Kind of going off of Ashley's question, how much were you allowed to be involved in team activities, like football activities, during your opt-out last year?
Like football activities at Miami?
Yeah.
I wasn't involved in those. I was working out in Pensacola, but I was like checking in with my teammates and stuff. But I wasn't actually like working like game plan stuff.
Gotcha. That's what I figured. I'm just curious how excited you are for this weekend to get back to kind of like team related activities, since it's probably been a while since you've been able to practice and operate in a team setting like that.
I'm super excited because it has been a long time since I've been like part of the team officially. So I can't wait.
And I guess what is your understanding of what the next few days are going to involve, or, you know, what's going to be going on for you in the next few days?
I'm not sure exactly what's going to be going on. I've never done a rookie mini camp, but anything they throw at me, I'm going to be ready for it. I know there's going to be a lot of learning. I know there's going to be a lot of walkthroughs, you know, just getting, is getting accustomed to doing things like the Bills way, basically.
I appreciate you. Welcome to Buffalo again, man.
Thank you.
Greg Rousseau, Mookie Hawkins, Buffalo Sports 1080. What's going on, big guy?
How's it going?
I'm good, man. I'm good. So, hey, you know, with the year being opt-out, it's completely over with now. So how excited are you to learn at the next level? And what was your reaction when you saw that state-of-the-art weight facility?
It's crazy. Like, I was blown away. Like, it's insane how, like, everything's super futuristic. You know, it has all the bells and whistles, you know, but, you know, it's all for the work at the end of the day. So I'm super excited to get in there, you know, start working. The strength and conditioning staff is amazing over there, nutrition as well. So I'm excited again that weight room and start putting the work in.
Yeah, Hal and those guys do an awesome job in that weight room. But what are you trying to discover about yourself during this rookie minicamp?
Really, I'm just trying to take everything in, you know, learn from everybody I can learn from, be respectful, build relationships, you know, always introduce myself, be as formal as possible, and just be the best person I can be on and off the field.
Absolutely. And speaking of taking it all in, has you had your first plate of lemon pepper hot wings yet?
Nah, not yet. I had some hot ones and some barbecue ones, but not that lemon pepper yet. I can't wait, though. I'm looking forward to that.
Absolutely. Good luck on your search, man. There's some good places to eat everywhere in the city.
Yeah, I heard.
Good luck at camp.
Thank you.
Hey, Greg, John Warrow with the AP, and welcome, I guess, back to Buffalo, and the fact that you're reacclimating yourself to, you know, where your parents grew up. On a different topic, though, and sorry for making that segue, it's knowing the sacrifices that you made last year and knowing, you know, the sacrifices, you know, what your mom had to put up through. What is your response to those, be it outside the NFL or in the NFL, even on your team, who still have reservations about getting vaccinated?
Like my input on that?
Your thoughts on that, given what you and your family went through over the past year and what you knew your mom had to deal with?
I mean, at the end of the day, you know, everybody's their own person. You know, like I could support my mom and all that stuff, and I can still be a person who's not fond of the vaccination. So I feel like it's anybody's choice. You know, everybody has free will and everybody has a right to their own opinion. So I don't feel any type of way about anybody who wants to get vaccinated or doesn't want to get vaccinated, honestly.
Fair enough. Thank you very much.
Yeah, no problem.
Hi, Greg. It's Jay Skirsky with the Buffalo News. We haven't had a chance to talk with you since the team took Boogie in the second round. Knowing that he played the same position as yourself, were you maybe a little bit surprised by that? I know there were a lot of people who were surprised to see the team take defensive ends in the first and second rounds.
Not wasn't surprised by it. You know, I feel like pass rushers, they rotate a lot, you know, and if like pass rushing, it's one of those positions like you can never have too many really good pass rushers. So I feel like it was a real solid pick, and I'm excited that he's here. And, you know, I'm just ready to be in here and just go through this whole entire journey with him.
Yeah, you mentioned that a little bit earlier, you know, getting the chance to learn with him. To join the room, though, with Jerry and Mario, who are such accomplished veterans, for you two young guys to learn with them and then to, you know, also to compete with them, let's be honest. I mean, you guys are all going to want to be on the field. How do you view that, both, you know, the opportunity to learn and then also to compete with those guys?
It's a blessing, you know, to be able to learn from them. They're vets who've been doing it for a while, you know, so they're going to have a lot of tricks up their sleeves. And it's going to be a lot of fun. Also competing, yeah, that's what football is all about, you know, being a dog out there, competing, having that competitive edge to you. It's going to be great.